Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend and welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. By the way, if you like today's show but you missed part of it or want to hear it again, go, what was that they said? You know, you can always find our program on our website as a podcast, and you can download it or just listen to it and stream it right there on the webpage. Our guest today, Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim, how you doing?
I am doing great. How about yourself, Frank?
Not too bad. We are social distancing. We're about 80 miles apart right now, and I think we're safe at this point. You guys at the BBB, you're one of those groups that a lot of the stuff you do is online and on the phone, so not hard for you guys to work from home, right?
No, we've actually done a very good job of transitioning to the work at home. We've got everything is on the cloud. We've got some very good apps that we're using to kind of stay connected. So if you call our office, someone will pick up. They're actually talking to you from their home, but we're open for business.
Oh, that's a good thing. And a lot of folks, of course, can drop by your website and get the latest information on scams and reviews of businesses and that kind of thing, too.
Absolutely. You can go to BBB.org, check out trustworthy businesses. Also, you can check out scams. Go to scamtracker.org to check out scams in your area or report a scam. BBB.org, scamtracker.org.
The thing I'm curious about, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or anything, but I'm just curious, with the way things are going and everybody working from home, I kind of wonder how many people are actually going to go back to a rented office space and how many folks are going to just keep working from home.
I do think there's going to be some permanent changes here. This has kind of changed my view on jobs that may be done remotely. I think a lot of the jobs can be done remotely, at least, you know, part-time, maybe a couple days a week or something like that. So, yeah, I do think there's going to be some changes in how we work.
And as wanting to stay apart from that person next to you who's carrying all those germs, I think a lot of people are going to want to do that. So, because, you know, you can never be too safe. And some of those people that you're close to at work, you know, you just never know. Hey, one of the things, too, with this whole pandemic and scams and all that kind of stuff, you guys are seeing, of course, we're wrapping up the U.S. Census right now. The census day is already gone, but there's still a lot of folks who haven't filled it out yet that are kind of dragging their feet. But there is some concern about some census scams, and especially when it comes to the stimulus checks and all that kind of stuff. So there's a whole lot of folks out there trying to take your money, right?
Yeah, here's what the scammers are doing. It just so happens that the census is occurring right when all of this COVID-19 situation is going on. And like you say, the confusion here is with the stimulus checks. Here's what the scammers are doing. You're going to get a call or an email or something from a scammer, and they're going to say, hey, in order for you to qualify for your COVID-19 stimulus check, you must fill out the census. First off, those two are not related. There's no qualification that you have to fill out the census in order to be qualified for the stimulus checks. So I want to make that perfectly clear. That's just a ploy by the scammers. And what they want you to do is they want you to go to a website. This website is going to look very official. It's going to look like the U.S. Census site. They're going to start asking you a whole bunch of questions, and the question that they really want you to answer is your Social Security number. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get some information from you, in particular your Social Security number, and they're making you think that you've got to do this in order to qualify to receive your stimulus check. So if you get a notice like this, or if someone wants you to go to what is a U.S. Census site, or at least they say it's a U.S. Census site, and they say it's connected to your stimulus check, don't go there. The census is not going to ask for your Social Security number. The government already knows your Social Security number because they're the ones who gave it to you. And once again, this is just a way for the scammers to try to get that little bit of information, which is really important if someone wants to steal your identity, get into your bank account, all kinds of mischievous stuff they can do once they've got your Social Security number.
I think that's important for a lot of folks to realize is the fact that the census and your stimulus check are not connected. Now, and I believe you are required by law to actually do the census when you get the thing to fill it out, and you're supposed to do that, but the two aren't tied together. And the other thing to watch out for is that your stimulus check, too, from everything that I've had in the news here lately, they really can't lift your stimulus check for anything except, from what I understand, is back child support. I think they, I can get you on that one, and they will if they can. So that's kind of important to remember. I know I've seen an uptick in just like emails that I have gotten a couple of that have been, you know, they've kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit, you know, about, hey, you know, we want you to get your stimulus check on time and, you know, log in here to do. And I mean, I've had a couple of those here lately. So it seems like, you know, there's a real uptick in potential scams for the stimulus.
There are. And, you know, the scammers are never going to let a good crisis go to waste, so to speak. And they also know that we're spending a lot of time in front of our computer screens. So emails, social media, all of that is going to be increased during this time because we're spending more time in front of our screens. Also, we're alone. And a lot of times, you know, if you don't have someone there to kind of bounce some of these things that you get off of and kind of set you straight, you'll fall for it. So the scammers know that we're a little bit more vulnerable, spending a lot of time in front of our computers. They're going to take advantage of that.
One of the other things that's going out there right now, of course, with schools closed as part of the pandemic, we've got a lot of seniors out there that didn't have graduation. They didn't have proms. They didn't do a lot of things. But now there's so what folks are doing, they're trying to pay honor to the kids that did well in spite of the pandemic. And they're putting a lot of senior pictures online. I've seen a lot myself. I'm sure you have, too. But that's not really a good idea.
Yeah, but this is one of those that, you know, like you say, they're trying to honor their daughters or their sons that are graduating this year by putting their senior picture that was maybe 20 years ago out on social media. Here's what you're doing. A lot of times the high school you went to or the year you graduated or something like that can be security questions that are used when you're trying to get into, oh, let's say, you know, your bank account or some other sort of secured site that you've got a questions that are put forth to make certain that it is actually you that is trying to access that site. So what you've done by putting your photo out there is you've just given the scammers a little glimpse into your life. They know the high school you went to, and they know you, the year you graduated. So what seems to be a very innocent, nice thing to do, the scammers are always looking for just that a little bit of information about you that's going to give them a little bit of a lead, and maybe they can hack into your account. Maybe they can use that against you. What the scammers are very good at doing is taking bits of information from a source over here, a source over there, a source over here, putting that all together and saying, boy, you look like a very interesting person. I've got some really good info on you. Let's see if I can perpetrate a scam on you. Let's see if I can steal your identity. Let's see if I can get into some of your accounts. So doing this just gives them a little piece of information about you that seems innocent, seems like, you know, who would care about the high school you went to? Who would really remember anything like that? The scammers know that, and they can use that against you.
And that's not only the adults, but also they could steal the identity of the kids that are graduating, too, because you're giving them a little bit of enough info there that they could probably do the same thing as far as creating a false identity with the kids, too. So
Yeah. Like I say, all that information that you're putting out there, particularly on social media, you know, people put a lot of personal information out there about themselves. Someone's looking over your shoulder. I hate to say that, but the whole idea of privacy in today's world, it just doesn't exist. And very good at piecing all this together, particularly if you look like an interesting person who is saying a lot about yourself. You know, if you just listen a little bit and watch a little bit, they can learn a lot about you if you are putting things out there.
So what we're saying is the social media is dangerous. Get out of it. Leave it alone. Don't mess with it.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just be careful, because things that seem innocent, that seem, you know, innocuous, they can be used against you.
Speaking of social media, there's a whole new round of fake retail coupons that's going on social media now, too, and that's causing some folks some headaches.
Yeah, these are just fantastic deals out there. Where, you know, they're giving you incredible money off and 50% savings and what have you. Some of the biggest retailers out there we've seen are Bath and Body Works, Costco, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, those types of you know, very popular national brands out there. And this is on social media. And once again, what they're trying to do is, in order to get that coupon, you're going to have to, quote, register. So it's going to take you to a site. They're going to start asking you a whole bunch of questions. But while you're answering those questions, there's going to be some malware that is downloaded into your computer. And they're going to start rummaging around your computer for information, you know, about accounts, about passwords, all that type of thing. So if you see these coupons, just number one, be very, very careful, particularly if you have to, quote, register in order to qualify for the coupon. If a store or if a retailer is giving some sort of deal out there, get out and go to their website directly. Typically, that coupon is going to be offered, you know, on their regular website, that type of thing. But just be very, very careful of these offers on social media, particularly the ones that are just incredible, you know, savings on things. And typically also, if that's a retailer that, you know, doesn't offer a lot of coupons or doesn't do a lot of things, you say, boy, this is a retailer that doesn't typically discount a lot of their stuff, and now I get a discount. Well, once again, they're just trying to get access to your computer and get in there and find out a little bit more about you.
Remember, never click on links in emails. Go to the websites directly. That's my rule of thumb. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I do. That way, yep, I don't have to worry about that.
Frank, that's a good rule. You know, I tell people that little push with your index finger, that little click with your index finger, sometimes that's the most dangerous thing you can do, because you clicked and now you've just opened yourself up to something that you don't want to be opened up to.
I guess we should have known this was coming anyway, because anything new that's out there that deals with your money or anything personal like that is bound to be attractive to the crooks. The virtual wallet is something that it was a little bit slow in taking off, but it's gaining more acceptance now. People are using what Apple Pay and all that kind of stuff. And that's a new way for the folks, the crooks, to basically try to take your money as virtual wallets, right?
Yeah, here's how this scam works on these virtual digital wallets. Like you say, Apple Pay is one, Venmo is one. There's several of them out there. And here's how the scam works. You're going to get all of a sudden a deposit into your account. Let's say it's, oh, $200, something like that. Then you're going to get a message from someone that says, oh, gee, I made a mistake. I deposited something. I gave you a payment. Shouldn't have gone to you. I meant it to go to someone else. Can you please send that back? Can you please return me the money? And you're saying to yourself, well, gee, sometimes people can type in the wrong name or what have you. Yeah, I'll send you the money back. Well, here's how the scam works. When they sent you that original $200, they actually did that with a stolen credit card. So when you send that $200 back to what you think is a mistaken payment to that person, they're actually going to put that $200 in a legitimate account. They're going to take the stolen credit card out and insert their legitimate account. And then, oh, not too distant future, that stolen credit card is going to catch up with you. And that original $200 that was put in there is, you know, that they're going to take that out also. So you've just given someone $200. If this happens to you and you get someone saying, gee, I paid you by mistake, they can reverse the transaction. The person who actually, quote, mistakenly put that money into your account, they can reverse it. They can just, you know, take it back out and undo their mistake. So if someone says to you, hey, I just gave you $200 by mistake. Can you pay it back? Say, look, hey, sorry about that. You have the power to reverse that. You go ahead, and if you paid me by mistake, reverse that transaction. But I'm not doing a thing, and I wouldn't do a thing with it. They have the ability to take that money back out if indeed it was a mistake. So don't fall for that one on these virtual wallets.
Now, see, that's exactly what I was thinking. My response to that is, hey, sorry, finders keepers.
Well, and once again, the person who, you know, made the initial transaction, they can reverse it. That's fine. And if they made a mistake, hey, fine. You know, it's not my money. Go ahead and take it back. But I'm not doing anything to help you.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. And just don't fall for it, because They know that they, you know, anybody who uses these knows that they have the ability to reverse that transaction. And, you know, people make legitimate mistakes. Okay, reverse it. Fine. Go on your merry way. But don't get caught up in this, oh, gee, give them the money back sort of deal.
And if 60 or 90 days goes by and the money's still there, well, hey, congratulations to you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it is finders keepers, but just, yeah, they have the power to control that whole transaction and just let them do what they need to do. But you don't need to help them.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, that's true. They can take it back, and that's easy enough for them to do. And so there are ways to take care of that without you really having to ever do anything. Tim,
really,
and
you don't need to get involved at all. Yeah,
no.
You just you know, fine, ignore it, and you know. Go on your merry way, but don't fall for that one.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. You guys have a great website that's got information on everything we talked about today and more, right?
Absolutely. You can go to bbb.org, check out Trustworthy Businesses. You can leave a review. You can file a complaint. It's all free to the public, bbb.org. And if you want to check out scams in your area, go to scamtracker.org. If you have been scammed or attempted to be scammed, please report that on Scam Tracker to let everyone know what's going on. BBB.org, ScamTracker.org.
The website's free, and it will not cost you anything. There's no scamming involved there. All the information is just waiting for you. All you have to do is just go ahead there and take a look, and you can read about everything we talked about today and a whole lot more. The Scam Tracker thing is really cool because folks can actually report scams that you may find out that are going on right next door to you. And it's a lot more localized than just reading a generic article.
Yeah, and what a lot of people do is if they think they, you know, something's going on, they've just gotten an email or something on social media, what a lot of people will do is go on Scam Tracker, see if they can see something that is very similar to that, and that kind of confirms to them, hey, yeah, this email is nothing but a scam, or this is just exactly like the social media post I got. So a lot of times people will use it just to, you know, verify and check out something that they think is kind of fishy.
Saving your wallet. That's what they're all about. The BBB, Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim Maniscalco, thanks for being with us today. And if you missed any part of what we were talking about today, head on over to our website. We've got it posted for you there as a podcast. Are you curious as to what Tim looks like? Well, you can see that Tim right now is not all that upset by the fact that he couldn't get his hair cut for the last couple of months. You'll see his picture there, and you can download the show and take a listen to it. Thanks for joining us this weekend. We will see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.